Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. What a big night we've got in store for you on Radio Night Live, and we're grateful for wherever you're joining us from. Rebecca Koffler, John Tesh, Lise Wheel, and the amazing Mandy Moore, all part of the lineup tonight. And we're gonna talk about things that you care about, talk about things that impact you. Very much looking forward to a great couple of hours. And welcome in on this Saturday. Was off last week and very honored to be able to bring to you once again the Thief on the Cross, Heaven How I Got Here special, that I had the unique honor of being part of, a half dozen years ago. And it continues to impact lives and make a difference for people. And we were very honored to be able to be part of that presentation again last week. Here we are. Now we are accelerating the rate at which you're going to see very important things begin to happen as it pertains to the elections of 2022. And they're going to get really intense for a few weeks, and then the summer's going to come, and things are going to kind of like calm down. And then when the fall kicks back in, it's going to get hyper, hyper intense. And if what we are seeing right now is any sign of that, then we've got a lot of reasons to be very, very not only positive about what may come about, but also very focused on what needs to happen. Tonight, let's go to the big board. We are going to speak with Rebecca Koffler. We just spoke with Rebecca a few weeks ago about the book Putin's Playbook, which was really an in-depth top secret security personnel's look at the life of Vladimir Putin, who he is, what he's about. She has just penned the foreword for a companion book that Regnery Publishing is also publishing called Zelensky. And the authors are from Australia, but Rebecca's here in the States, and we're going to learn all about who Volodymyr Zelensky is tonight, and I look forward to this discussion. I think it's going to yield some positive impact for you and your understanding of what's going on. Now, before the end of this first hour, a little bit of a treat. Do you remember a man by the name of John Tesh? He was a reporter, then he was a sportscaster, then he was the anchor on Entertainment Tonight. He's done a little bit of everything. He works for Sirius XM Radio, has a show on there now. He is launching something called Tesh TV, and I can't wait to ask him about it. Sounds like it's going to be very exciting and very helpful for people, particularly that are fighting, illness and sickness. He himself, a recovering cancer patient, someone who was diagnosed several years ago and only given a few months to live. He has been in remission for a few years now, and he's just trying to apply a bunch of the stuff that worked for him and put it all in one place to help somebody. So I think that's going to be fun. In the second hour, we have got Lise Will with us. Now, Lise, you may have seen her on the Fox News Channel over the years. She was one of their top legal analysts. Come on back out here to me just for a second, Nick. This is her new book, A Spy in Plain Sight by Lise Wheel, talking about the inside story of the FBI and Robert Hansen, America's most damaging Russian agent. This was a guy that was in the FBI and was stealing secrets and giving them to the Russians. And oddly enough, this book was planned to be published and released and everything else, kind of not really regarding world events. It just so happens to come out while Russia is waging a war. And there's some interesting observations that Lise makes in the book. I want to ask her about them as they pertain to what we're facing now with Russia reemerging on the world stage as a bad actor. So that should be interesting. I want to give you an update on what we're doing with CSI. Speaking of Ukraine, how many people we've helped. We'll get into that before we're done. And then tonight in the music spotlight, the artistry of Mandy Moore. Now, if you are a This Is Us fan,
You know that they are in the final year of that NBC television production. But the heart-wrenching song that she did in the episode from this last week has been released as a single. It is the number two song in all of the world on iTunes right now. It's called Forever Now. We will not only hear that, we'll also hear one of her most well-known songs in a very intimate performance with her husband live from her living room. This should be good. I hope you'll stick around for all of that. Now, I want to get on to some breaking news tonight. We've all seen what's been going on down in Florida, right? That the assembly there and the state senate passed a bill, and Governor DeSantis signed it to say that they don't want people that aren't parents of children aged kindergarten through third grade to talk to children who are aged kindergarten through third grade about things like transgenderism and genitalia identification and the difference between sex and gender identity. They kind of are coming from an old school place. I kind of think if you're a grown up and you have a deep desire to talk to small children about things like what kind of genitalia they have and whether or not it makes sense in their own brain to themselves, you probably need to be in jail. That's just my feeling. I don't think this is the kind of thing that people should just be engaging children, you know, in terms of conversation. It seems to me to be, I don't know, a little bit out of bounds for people, not the parents of children that age, we're talking 5 to 7, 8 years of age, to be filling their minds with things like, are you sexually aware? Do you sometimes feel like a boy, or do you sometimes feel like a girl? And did you know that your little pee-pee doesn't have to decide which thing goes on in your mind? To me, this is utterly, utterly repulsive. But it's been interesting to see how the progressive left, who have far fewer children, I might point out, than the right do, and in fact, many of them don't have any kids at all, but they are so insistent upon wanting to make sure that they get to have access to your kids in those grades so that they can talk to them about all those things. So the Florida legislation said, well, let's just not allow people to do that. That'll solve that problem. We don't even talk about sex ed until sixth grade, a more appropriate age by most standards to do that with. And in response to that, Disney went crazy and said, oh, well, we're going to go to war with Florida. Well, this week, Florida canceled their tax privileges and said, you know what, you're not going to get all the other bennies that we dish out to you. So all of a sudden, they lost $34 billion in capital value of their company because of this. They're still going to stick with it because a lot of the top brass at Disney are very woke, and they want people to talk to your kids about their genitalia. If they can't talk to your kids about their genitalia, then you must be a bigot. In some weird universe, that's how the comparison has now come down. Having said that, there's been a couple of people this week that have gone on the offense to try to make Disney's position the normal, what seemingly normal should be. The president, the White House, they've all been taking that position. An hour or two tonight, I'm going to play you some comments from Jen Psaki that are just really beyond the pale. But this broke just before we came on the air tonight. Randy Weingarten, the union boss of the American Federation of Teachers, I think we have the screenshot of the story here, said that parental rights bills like the one in Florida, where parents have the right to know what you're teaching their kids, and if you want to teach the kids about all of their genitalia, you don't have permission to do that. She says that these kinds of pieces of legislation are, to quote, the way in which wars start. Now, she goes on to say that it's propaganda, it's misinformation. This is the way hatred starts. This is the way wars start. Now, I'm just curious, because Randy Weingarten pretends to be a smart person, and she runs the largest teachers union in the country. What kind of war does she think parents who are trying to protect their children are wanting?
Now, whether or not the statement is has any truth to it or not, I'm just curious if she stopped for half a second to let some sort of, like, thought get in her brain instead of just saying things. Because the left does this. They just spout stuff that comes to their brain, and then they it doesn't really make any sense. What kind of war would parents be starting if they decided they didn't want random school teachers and other randos in the public education arena talking to their little ones about things that are highly inappropriate and shouldn't be talked to them about? What exactly kind of wars does she think the parents want to start? Do you think the parents want to be talking about any of this right now? I have a really hard time thinking that the parents who are trying to shield their children from unwanted sexual awareness are the ones that are starting the war. Sure sounds a lot to me like it's the people trying to talk to your kids about sex when they are tiny, which is unacceptable, and we normally put people in jail for it. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Just a number of weeks ago, my next guest was with us promoting her new book that was all about Mr. Putin and who he is and where he came from. She told us a remarkably vivid story of his childhood and how that marked him and changed him, possibly forever, but certainly has greatly influenced him in becoming the person that we now see on our TV screens, behaving badly on the world stage. Well, some colleagues of hers have written a book on his foe, Mr. Zelensky, and Rebecca Koffler has written the foreword to this book in light of her familiarity with what is going on there, and she now joins us once again to discuss. And Rebecca, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for coming back.
Of course, Kevin. Such a pleasure to be here with you and your audience.
What has the world learned and seen and witnessed in the last 8 weeks as the war in Ukraine has gone on?
Yes. So the world has actually witnessed a ferocious battle of the will between Russian President Putin on the one side, a cold-blooded former KGB operative, and on the other side, a comedian turned president. Both extremely strong-willed, stubborn, with an element of narcissism, and they are able to sway audiences using their respective talents.
That's a very interesting summary, and I'm not sure I've heard that from anywhere else. Let me ask you, is there a clear good guy and a clear bad guy in this battle of wills?
Well, okay, yes. Putin definitely is the bad guy, and he is portrayed so by Western media. The Zelensky guy, Volodymyr Zelensky, is clearly portrayed by Western media as a hero, and there's nothing that he could do wrong. And while I agree that he is clearly a good guy, he is a very, very complex guy, extraordinary personality, and his personality, and even more importantly, his training as an actor have shaped how he is conducting war and what kind of president he is, and his ability, incredible ability to hypnotize the entire Western world, from leaders like Joe Biden to ordinary folks alike.
It's been interesting to hear you say that, because I've had people behind the scenes try to convince me that Zelensky is really not that much different than Putin, that he's a narcissistic, power-hungry guy himself, and that Putin's just giving him an opportunity to pose as a good guy. But he was elected, and it seems by a pretty decent majority of Ukrainian people that are talking publicly, he seems to have won the real support, heart and soul, of the Ukrainians, at least now, if not during his election. And he's been thoroughly anti-Russia in the duration of his time. So where is this feeling that people are telling me behind the scenes that we can't really trust Zelensky? Where does that come from?
Oh, absolutely. There are plenty of reasons why we must be, if not suspicious, at least we should do our due diligence on Zelensky. Here's what it's coming from. You said that he was elected by a good majority of Ukrainians. True. But remember they had very slim pickings, just like in U.S. presidential elections. We usually vote for the person or who we believe would do less damage.
Correct.
At least that's what it was in last election. So between the types of Poroshenko, Yulia Tymoshenko, and all kinds of other corrupt characters, Zelensky was perceived as somebody whom Ukrainians were willing to give a chance. Because Ukraine is actually not far from Russia when it comes to corruption. It's in no danger of becoming democracy anytime soon. And Zelensky was effectively elected, his presidential campaign was bankrolled by one of the most corrupt politicians, Igor Kolomoisky, who himself and his entire family are barred from entry to the United States by our own State Department because he has multiple investigations. That's just how corrupt Kolomoisky is. And of course, you know, no, Zelensky is not as vicious, obviously, as Putin, but he's equally as manipulative as Putin. In the intelligence business, we term the actions of both as disinformation, right? But because Zelensky is doing it for the good cause, we would term it public relations campaign. And in public relations campaign, he has upstaged Putin. Precisely because he's highly trained, highly skillful in pushing the buttons, creating the narrative in order to garner support for his country that is under attack, no question. But he is now able to convince the United States that Ukraine's national interests and U.S. national interests are one and the same. And nothing can be further from the truth. So I'm very concerned about how he's able to beguile effectively our leaders.
Well, let me follow up on that, because if Putin is the monster that you described him to be the last time you were with us, and I think that the world readily embraces the idea that he is certainly a dictator and a little bit off his rocker for even trying this and seeing, you know, what he could achieve by it. I'm still very kind of mystified at if this was originally his plan, what he's kind of left with right now, even if he holds the territories that he has. I mean, this has been a pretty catastrophic failure from a military strategic standpoint, I would say. But we can discuss that. But let me just ask this. If Putin is the really harsh bad guy and Zelensky is a guy that's kind of just in the moment, did he meet the moment that history presented to him? Has he passed this test? Is he a different kind of leader now that he's gone through this crisis?
Zelensky, no questions, has met the challenge. He has exhibited extraordinary courage, absolutely amazing types of statesmanship. Yes. But let's get back to Putin for just a second.
Sure.
I would caution anybody to call him as falling off his rocker. The one thing that is not covered by Western media at all is why he's waging this conflict in Ukraine. And actually, Zelensky is helping to shape the narrative by saying Putin wants to recreate Russian Empire and he wants to conquer the world, because Zelensky knows that's what's going to resonate with the Washington security.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol. It's part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city, as it claimed the plant is the last part of the city that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least six cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. The Kremlin, meanwhile, is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include an interest rate hike as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West has not worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. Wall Street slumping for another week. The Dow dropped nearly 2%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Now, it's interesting what you say about his version of the Monroe Doctrine, because if it weren't for the aggression of the Soviet Union in taking over countries following World War II and domineering them with Soviet policy and restriction, there would have never been a desire for any of them to join NATO to begin with. And I want to know, from Putin's thinking, who does he think is going to, like, make a 100-mile sprint into St. Petersburg and take down St. Petersburg? I mean, this is kind of foolish talk, especially when you're discussing Europe, who may be at its most, like, passive, non-aggressive state, you know, since well before the 2 world wars.
Sure. So you're absolutely correct. If it weren't for the aggressive posture of the USSR, we would have never had this policy that used to be highly, highly classified. Now it's in the open, and this policy is actually bipartisan. Both Democrats and Republicans support it. It's long-term, and it states that we, the United States, and NATO will do everything possible to prevent Russia from emerging as a dominant power in Eurasia. But so after the collapse of the Soviet Union, 1991, Putin and the Russian government have definitely scaled down their ambitions. No, they're not planning to go after Poland, but the concern obviously is, where does it stop with somebody like Putin? And of course, you know, I can completely understand why Hungary, Romania, you know, Poland, and especially the Baltics, no one even knows. The Baltics, in my intelligence assessment, are potentially on the list, not for kinetic confrontation, but any kind of destabilization. So yes, this is all coming to a headbutt, if you will. And the Russians have concluded through military intelligence forecasting threat assessment that a war between NATO and the U.S. is inevitable. And that's why they are doing this. But it's not boots on the ground. I know you mentioned something, but and I can address that, but I don't want to make a monologue out of it.
No, that's fine. Well, let me go back to what I said. Mm-hmm. So when he invaded, you know, however many weeks ago, I think most... General Keane was on my show, and he runs the Institutes for the Study of War. And their estimations were that this was going to be a blitzkrieg attack, that there was going to be a lightning, kind of how we took Baghdad back in the first Gulf War, where there was an all-out sprint, overwhelming power, and a complete surrender, a puppet government installed. And then pretty much, you know, that was going to be that. Zelensky, obviously... caused a different outcome here, and while, you know, Russia certainly has had an upper hand in some of the East, they've been largely prevented from being able to have success in the West and in the North. And now, what is the outcome? Where does Putin go from here? How does he justify the numbers of dead and so forth that he has to account to his own people for?
Putin does not justify anything. There's such a thing in Russia as vertical, which means the power vertical. He doesn't really care. But back to General King's assessment. Yes, pretty much everyone in the Washington security establishment has been surprised that the blitzkrieg that they were assessing never took place. That is exactly true. The Russian military, however, has a completely different warfighting style than U.S. military. There's a lot of mirror imaging going on among the analytic community. So the Russians are all about mission. The United States forces, we are about tactical brilliance. We have incredible intelligence capability. We can, you know, find the needle in the stack of needles. We can find the Osama bin Laden and place iron on target there. The Russians really don't abide by the laws of conflict. They fight viciously. They annihilate civilians. But they achieved the mission. Remember, what's their regional mission? What I just said, which, again, is misrepresented by a lot of analysts, or at least not as fully covered. And that is to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO.
Right.
Yes, with all the abysmal performance, tactically, the strategic goal is achieved. As long as Putin is waging war on Ukraine, and my assessment is that he's going to try to wrap up the active combat phase before May 9th.
Rebecca, thanks for joining us again. Always appreciate it.
Likewise. Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And you know that most of the time we spend here dissecting the top news stories of the day and kind of trying to come up with a perspective on it that will give you not only the facts that you need, but as people of good conscience and people who want to make a difference in the world around you, perhaps an angle of understanding of why what it is and why it's important, how it affects your life, that sort of thing. But it is always fun to set the front page of the paper down and talk to people people that are in the news, around the news, making news, sometimes reporting news, and sometimes just doing really fun projects. And my next guest has been with us in the past, at least a couple of times. His name is John Tesh, and when I was but a wee lad and had hair, I used to watch him on a show called Entertainment Tonight 150 years ago. But he is still very much active and at it with a brand new launch of a brand new project. And John Tesh, it's so good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you again. And if you're dissecting all of the day's news, that's a huge body that you're working on. Wow.
Well, we try to do at least the top two or three stories. And just to give people some perspective on how to understand it, I hope it's helpful. Let's talk about the launch of Tesh TV. Now, I didn't know anything about it. My producer told me just yesterday, she goes, you know, we got John Tesh scheduled for tomorrow. I said, no, I didn't. So I started looking.
He's still alive? Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, no. But I think, you know, once you left TV, John, I think a lot of people thought, you know, you were just going to do the music thing. And if they were into the music, they followed the music. And if they didn't, they just didn't hear from you again. But this is a really exciting opportunity. What's the inspiration, the vision, and the hope for it?
Yeah, I've tried to do this two or three times, and the technology just wasn't there, and I couldn't come up with a better name. So Tesh TV, that was one I could actually get the .com. So Tesh
TV.com. There you go.
It's, you know, it's basically the way I live my life. So in 2015. I was given 18 months to live with a terrible cancer diagnosis. They ended up writing about it in a book, you know, afterwards. And that journey of using science and faith and not only healing scriptures but healing modalities and all kinds of nutrition and all that to get better and to get rid of the cancer and to prove the doctors wrong. That's stuff that I still use every day. So it's stuff as simple as listening to a motivational video on YouTube where there's Navy SEALs screaming at you, you know, that kind of thing, or the right kind of teachings out of the Bible, or even sleep intelligence lessons. So we do that stuff on our radio show a lot, but it's always short form, you know.
Right.
That's why I'm always jealous of you, is that you can just, you know, you can expand to your imagination. But this is a platform where there's two things you can do. You can either just keep it on in your car, on your phone, or in your And there will be something within. Do you remember that old thing in New York with I think it was KCBS or whatever news it was, or WCBS, sorry. It was, you give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Correct.
That was their calling. Well, that's what this is. It's just 18 minutes or whatever. There'll be something in there that'll move you forward in your life. And we do concentrate primarily on healing and healing strategies, because there's a lot of people. When I do a concert, you know, and after the concert, we'll go into the lobby and just hang out with people. Everybody's sick. If somebody's got some, whether it's psychological or it's a sickness that's come upon you because of the way you lived or because of COVID or whatever.
Sure.
And so there are, rather than sort of rolling over, you know, there are action plans, and that's really what this app is all about. It's just action plans for moving your life forward.
Well, I think it's fantastic that you're taking what worked for you and applying it and showing other people how to apply it to their lives. And I remember you being on the show after that book came out, and just how dramatic it was for you to see God's promises come true. And you know, there's kind of a lot of controversy and debate about what healing means and how you define it and so forth. My bride and I both lost our mothers to very aggressive forms of cancer, but they were, interesting thing, they were the same. They were born the same year, so they were roughly the same age. One died within 3 or 4 years of diagnosis. The other died about 12 years after diagnosis. They both tried some of the very same stuff that you've talked about. And as we have gotten farther down the road with more understanding of nutrition, more understanding of medicine, more understanding of things that actually help the body repair and work better, and some of the things that don't. And then always, including in that combination, a recognition that there is a creator and that he even knows our bodies better than we do.
Yeah.
I think it's just incredible encouragement. So for to grab all of that kind of stuff and put it into an 18-minute package, that's really powerful.
Right, and part of it too is that, I mean, there are actual churches who just preach healing. And so Mark 11:23, which I have, I think I talked to you about that, I've got tattooed on my arm, which is, you know, speak to your mountain. And then there's Proverbs 18:21, death and life and the power of the tongue. But there are a lot of people who will, in a church, who will preach this and just say, don't go to a doctor. You know, and that's that, that is not what this app is about. That's not a, not, not what I believe. I believe that it's a dual modality, and that's what got me healed. Which is, and I, and listen, just a month ago I had, you know, two biopsies because they found, you know, a couple of pieces on a lymph node and stuff. So I'm always in contact with these high end doctors at MD Anderson and Johns Hopkins and all these guys. So after about 6 years of a journey of trying to stay healthy and trying to get rid of disease, you end up meeting a lot of really interesting people. These are physicians who use the dual modality, where they understand that from the scriptures in the Bible that God actually, the true nature of God is health and wellness, right? And so it's not a lottery, it's not a slot machine or whatever. God, I truly believe that God does not put sickness on us to teach us a lesson. That's the other guy out of John 10:10. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But when Jesus went to the cross, when he took our griefs and sorrows, defined in the Greek as sins and sicknesses. So the promise is in the Bible, in the New Testament, is that God wants us well. And so when you can see that, and when I started being able to see myself beyond sickness, and I could see everything that I was doing, visualizing it, right, beyond the sickness, then it gave me hope, and hope birthed faith, and then I was able to use the other modality, which is the science, and get through it.
On Tesh, great to see you and talk with you again. Thanks for being here, and best wishes. Thanks, on TeshTV.com.
Thanks for your help. It's great to talk to you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low,
we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Music Spotlight stage a very gut-wrenching performance from Mandy Moore in This Is Us.
They say time will tell, but I think he likes to keep secrets. So we'll wait and see. But it's just as well, the years can be counted in seconds. That's fine with me. This moment with you forever now. It all hits me at once. Forever now. If there's a right way to say it, I'm still.
Television's most memorable moments in its final season, This Is Us, and a performance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.